Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Patriots Friday on Sports Radio WEEI. Patriots Friday is presented in part by Toyota's official website for deals, buyatoyota.com.
By Putnam Investments, proud Patriots partners, committed to an active game plan on the field and off.
And by AdCare, if you're struggling with alcohol, AdCare can help. Call 1-800-ALCOHOL.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Ram Power Days. Get your new 2020 Ram Bighorn today.
All right, the Twisted Question of the Week is brought to you by Twisted Tea, the original hard iced tea and the ultimate day drinking beverage. Get some Twisted Tea for the games this weekend. Keep it twisted. Devin, you played for Bill and you played with Tom. Is it possible today to pick either one of them as being most responsible for the success of the last couple decades here?
They're both very responsible. I think that's the question. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're both very responsible?
Both very responsible.
So would you say it's like a 50-50 thing maybe?
Not 50-50 because it's not 100%. There's a lot more people, ownership, everything. So
yeah.
You guys can break that down. That's for the experts.
All right. Thanks for joining us this morning, and go get them Sunday. You know, I love a good food analogy. So how's this from 781 texter? Brady and Bill are like PB&J. Together, they are great. Peanut butter on its own is still great and can flourish in many other different ways, like cookies or on an English muffin. However, jelly, on the other hand, not so great by itself. Debate over. I'm assuming that they are calling Tom Brady peanut butter.
Yes.
Peanut butter.
And I'm not lying. I hate jelly. I have peanut butter sandwiches, so that's perfect for me.
Some people like jelly.
Yeah, I like jelly.
Jelly on,
my,
on a bagel or jelly on toast or
I like
something
mine
like
on
that.
My English muffin.
Yeah. So I don't know.
You could literally text anything food related and you will read it.
Of course.
It does not matter what the analogy is.
Of course. It's life. Food is life, Ken. Live a little. Have some fun.
Curtis had me ask you that question, Devin.
Speaking of life. Curtis, have we had a wellness check on Dave Roberts
oh
lately?
Oh, my God, Ken.
Is he okay? Is he doing okay today? Or?
Okay, you can joke about a man's life and death, but that's
okay.
And the latest story, just quickly, Ken, the teammates were encouraging Justin Turner to join his teammates
they
on
were.
The field
yeah,
to celebrate.
That is the news this morning.
Wait,
is that
pulled all
his,
50 of them?
His Dodger teammates wanted him
right.
out there mingling amongst them with the Rona. So,
yeah.
I mean, if that's what they wanted.
They were with child.
He's a cancer survivor.
Never thought I'd say this, but good Joe Kelly Bradfo audio coming up and trending regarding that situation.
Really? Okay. Also coming up, we'll get to the story of why you never buy the full contact experience with certain animals at the animal sanctuary. So that is coming up at 7:20. And then, because Danielle is on vacation and the topic of Wiggy handling the news duties came up yesterday, we'll do a segment which Wiggy is calling, remind me again, but Black
BN on the 40.
Black News on the 40.
Yeah.
Now, can this news be enjoyed by everybody?
Yeah, it can be enjoyed by everybody.
Okay.
It's like going to BET, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people watch BET.
Okay.
But, you know, when you go there, a lot of the programming is centered around black culture.
Okay.
But still people can enjoy it.
I see.
It's like you go to the CMA channel.
Right.
Is it CMA or CMT?
Yeah, country music.
Television. Yeah, you go there, right? You can enjoy it, but their programs are centered around you know, the country kind of culture.
All right. Well, I'm kind of looking forward to this.
Well, I appreciate it.
And you, because you're a radio expert, you added the on the 40 part because that's when it starts. It's like traffic on the threes or whatever.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Okay. Sevens on the sevens.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what is sevens on the sevens.
I feel like the Channel 7 that does that. Like, their news program at 7 o'clock. Like, so say you missed the 6 o'clock news, they got one for you at 7.
Right. They call it the 7 o'clock news.
Yeah, but I think they got to be cool with the name, Curtis. I don't know if you know how marketing works,
yeah,
but 7 on the 7s is cooler
right,
than
every day
the 7 o'clock news.
Every day you used to do the second date update.
Yeah, right. See, exactly. So it's about marketing, you
know? Here's a text that says, ask Wiggy what kind of jelly they had on the Love Boat in Minnesota. I think it was probably
jelly because jam don't shake like that.
It probably has two letters in front of it. One of them's a K, I would guess.
I never knew the details of that story. I don't know if Wiggy was there or not, but
they imported
the elite strippers from all over the country. That was like the best of the best on the ship.
That's what they did.
They brought in, how many strippers did you guys bring in?
I told you I wasn't there. How am I supposed to know if I'm not there?
Are you going to take this secret to your grave?
What secret?
Is this
going to
be
secret?
Is this going to be like Carly Simon and You're So Vain? And
I don't know who that is.
Rejoin.
Oh, do we have to?
Yes. Ugh. Oh, it's one of the all-time great songs. How can you hear that song and not instantly turn it up?
No.
But are you going to take the secret to the grave about whether you were on the Love Boat or not?
Have you not seen Tekashi 6ix9ine? Be careful of what you tell people.
You got to be in the witness protection program. But Ken is right. You guys brought in like the top three.
Keep saying you guys.
The top three strippers from every city in the United States.
Which takes some research.
It does.
To just, you know, I mean, just to get in the top three is probably difficult because we know there's a lot of strippers around there. So to make the top three is a pretty impressive, you know, put that on your resume. It's like Brady being the greatest quarterback of all time.
Yeah, in Minnesota, they have the sevens on the seven in the news there.
I'm telling you. It's catchy.
Well, they had the tens on the boat.
Hello,
Dan.
Hey, how you doing, Greg?
What's
love
up?
The show.
Thank you, Dan. I really appreciate it.
Love Clapton.
Yeah, Clapton, yes.
But I got some bad news for you.
What?
It's Dwayne Allman on the opening riff to Layla.
Is it?
It is. Hate to burst your bubble, but according to Scott Renish and Eric Clapton, they gave credit to Dwayne Allman.
Really? I mean, listen, you can't, he also has to be in that top 10 best guitarist of all time discussion, Dwayne Allman. But this started with the lead this morning because were you saying that you think Vi is the greatest guitarist of all time?
I go back and forth. Yes, I'll stay with it. Vi, yes.
He or Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
he's fantastic. But he's like one of those guitar virtuoso guys where it's like Eric Johnson. Like they just play guitar. They don't, I mean, Eddie wrote music. Eric Clapton wrote music. Eric Clapton sang.
I thought it's the best guitar player, right? It shouldn't be about whether a guy writes music or not. It's how does he play the guitar?
No, I understand that.
All I know is when people talk about it, they always say Hendrix and maybe I heard Eddie Van Halen a lot too. So
apparently, Wiggy is confused because the Weather Channel has local on the eights.
See, there,
oh,
you
there
go.
It is.
Is There's
that
another
it is?
One. I know. I feel. I've heard seven on the sevens.
Seven. Maybe that's the 7-day forecast at 7 minutes past the hour. Is that what that is?
I don't know. It's catchy, though.
It's very catchy. I mean, how can you not tune in? I mean, there's no other. Where else would you get your weather other than, you know, your phone that you have in your hand every
every 5 seconds.
We had huge arguments with our old GM, Phil Zachary,
yeah,
about telling people the weather.
What the weather is.
Like
time-checking weather.
He's like, yeah, you got to say it. Well, people are going to go elsewhere to get the weather. Well, I'm like, no, yeah, they're fine.
But listen, it's going to be cold.
That used to be an old radio thing, as was the double time check. So when I started in this business in the 50s,
okay,
the boss would suggest that you do a double time check because people don't hear you the first time. So they wanted you to say it is 7:46, 14 minutes before 8, because you would hear the second time, you wouldn't hear the first time because people aren't listening or they're half-assed listening.
It's 2:14. We're going behind the scenes in the radio world.
Right.
Do I say it's 15 minutes before the hour? Do I say it's 7:45?
Right.
Yes! 3 minutes after 2 o'clock.
That's what I'm telling you. It's like a weird, weird thing. This is Justin from New Hampshire. Justin, do you guys have snow this morning or no?
A little bit early this morning. I was up at 5 and there were some flurries, but other than that, the roads are clear. So I think we're in the clear. I'm in Portsmouth anyway, so I'm not like way up north.
Great city, Portsmouth. I love that city.
It is. Anytime you're around, Greg, you're always welcome, buddy. We've got a good group of people here, so anytime you're around, let me know.
Is it more than 9? I'm not allowed to gather with more than 9.
we'll play. Yeah, we got to play it safe. We do have to play it safe. Maybe Governor Baker is not our governor. So Sununu is our governor.
Maybe we'll go out. We'll get a couple tables for two that are placed next to a bar area and wave at each other. It should be fun.
Sununu-wa.
Who knows?
What,
sky's the limit.
What are you calling about?
So, Jermaine, you know I call in and give you a hard time a lot, and I usually try to get out a million ideas. However, I'm just going to ask you one question. Will you today openly admit you were dead wrong about Cam Newton's ability?
Oh,
well, Cam Newton, if you don't know, he's been in corona fog for the past couple of weeks. So Sunday will determine whether or not, you know, we see the real Cam Newton. I think, you know, 2 weeks is 14 days in the corona fog.
That's 2 weeks.
Starts to kind of die down a little bit. But this game, that's why I told you, not only is it a defining moment for Bill Belichick, but it's Cam Newton.
Okay, yeah. Cam Newton on Sunday, over under 200 passing yards.
I'm going to say under because of the weather.
Okay.
The wind. Yes.
Over under 80 passer rating.
I'm going to say over.
Wow. Speaking of
the winds in Buffalo, another great rejoin choice this morning would be the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Ooh,
because that was a Great Lake scenario.
Now let's do that instead of Carly. Fine.
No, you're doing your Sylvain. All right, we have an issue with Scott from Weymouth. Apparently, his mom wants to go on right now.
Uh-oh.
That's what he's saying. Hello, Scott.
Greg, what's up? Good morning.
What's happening, Scott? Your mom wants to do her picks right now?
Well, yeah, you know, she's 5-1. We had a week off, and now she's back. I had a little hiccup. I lost my little cousin, 39, in his sleep. God rest his soul.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you. No, terrible.
Put her on.
But yeah, okay, I'm going to hand it over. Mom wants to, she's 5-1. Yeah. She's going to go 3-0. Now, remember, Greg, take the Pats out of the equation because you'll just say Pats.
Okay.
All right, give her three random games versus the spread. She's going to go 3. All right, she's pissed at me. Here we go.
Why, Mom,
this is Greg Hill. You're on the air, okay? She has no idea what I'm doing. Go ahead.
She's not an idiot, Scott. We've spoken several times, me and her.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
How are you, Scott's mom?
I'm good, thank you.
Oh, it's
kind of a blustery, wintry day out there today.
I know. And by the way, before Halloween, which is it's unfair.
Yeah, the winds are howling.
Are you going to be handing out candy on Saturday, or what are you doing?
Well, you know what? I'm in a condo in a locked building, so we really don't get trick or treaters.
Oh, okay. Well, what about your son who's 40, 40 whatever he is and still lives at home and thinks he's like 18? Is he going to be dressing up?
He'll probably knock at the door with a hollow pumpkin looking for candy.
He needs to see the episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Tell him this is your segment and to stop yelling in the background.
He said stop yelling. All it's right, my I'll segment. Quiet. Zip it.
Wait, you're on live radio. This is
all right, zip it.
Imagine.
Give her a three.
That's kind of
my God.
Greg, I love you.
Stop. Stop.
All right.
Do you want?
All right. All right.
You want three games, Greg?
Yeah, three games.
All right. All right. So let's go with these are tough ones. All right.
Okay.
1 o'clock game. Pittsburgh versus Baltimore. Baltimore is -6.5, and it's in Baltimore.
All right. I don't like Pittsburgh. I used to work for somebody from Pittsburgh, and we did not get along. So I'll take Baltimore.
Okay.
And it's Raven. Only minus four.
Okay.
Well, there's
Raven's
a couple,
minus four.
Now, there's a couple different lines here. One's at six and a half.
I'm writing it down. I'm writing it down, Scott. Thank you.
All right, so four, whatever. All right. All right. So what did she say?
She said Baltimore.
She's taking Baltimore minus four.
Okay. Ravens. Here's another good game. This one should be good. San Francisco.
Okay.
San Francisco 49 is the 425 game versus Seattle. This game is in Seattle, and Seattle is minus three.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
I think I've got to go with San Fran.
All right.
Ooh, wow. Okay. All right.
And then we got to do the Bucks.
Yeah, the Bucks game. You want to do that one? The Bucks game is the Monday night game, 8:15. They are playing at New York against the Giants. And there's a couple different lines. Is minus 8.5, minus 10.5. So
I got 12.
Well, you got 12?
Okay.
I got minus 12.
Yeah, well, there's a couple different lines.
Bucks minus 12. Do you think that Tom Brady will win by 12 points Monday night?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay. All right. Tom Brady. And the Bucks.
Tom can do anything.
Well, you and Curtis agree on that.
Yep.
That is true. All right. Well, what's going on? Any plans for the weekend, Mom?
No, just hunkering down right now, just doing some errands. And like I said, it's kind of windy and blustery out there, so not very inviting.
Yeah.
So probably going to hang tough, you know?
Now, when it comes to errands, is it like grocery shopping or like what do you do? Like what's your Friday like?
Yeah, groceries, any other things I got to pick up on. Nothing super interesting, you know, together with a friend and just go out and take care of some stuff. Scratch some stuff off my list and kind of boring, nothing exciting.
Does Scott contribute like a cent toward the grocery bill at least since he lives off?
Somewhat, minimal.
Minimal.
What is, right. Mom, what is Scott dressing up as for Halloween?
What's he dressing up as? That's a good one.
He's dressing up as a freeloader.
He's dressing up as a pain in my ass. That's what he's dressing up as.
Zip it. All right, Mom. You're the best. Thank you.
All right.
All right. There she is.
Have a great day.
All right. I'm hanging up before Scott wanted to grab the phone.
Yeah,
you know he did. He was running over there.
He was ready for it.
That is Scott's mom, Scott from Weymouth, and Mom from Weymouth, and her locks of the week. Time to find out what is trending with Ken.
Mike Lombardi joins OMF today at 4. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Subaru of New England invites you to fall in love with online shopping. From wherever you are, go to subaruofnewengland.com, enter that zip code, and locate your authorized Subaru retailer. Lombardi, as you heard with OMF, Devin McCourty with us earlier, Michael Irvin, 12:30 today on a Patriots Friday. 2-4 Patriots, 5-2 Bills, 1 o'clock Sunday, NFL Sunday, get you ready. Keith Wiggy and Fourier at 9 after Jim Hackett's Fantasy Football Show at 8 a.m. Julian Edelman is going to miss the game Sunday and maybe several more. Maybe, who knows, the rest of the year. That's uncertain. But he underwent a procedure on his left knee. It was described in an odd fashion by Adam Schefter as a routine procedure,
whatever the word he used was.
Precautionary routine procedure.
Yeah. It's almost like it's a scope thing or something, and so that it may not be a season-ending kind of thing.
So like that, it just drained some fluid or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's, you said this last hour, Ken, but I guess it's possible that if it is season-ending, that Julian Bubbs Edelman has played his last game for the New England Patriots.
It's possible. And the timing is curious. If it's one of those precautionary things, couldn't you have waited till after the Bills game, which is the most important game of Belichick's career, if you believe Wiggy?
Yeah.
You know, grind him through one more game and then have the procedure.
But if it is a fire sale, then why would you even bring him back after a few
weeks?
No, I mean,
if a fire sale is underway, then you would say, go have your surgery. Or Julian would say, hey, I'm having my surgery. And
right.
I'm on to what's next.
Well, N'Keal Harry also missed the second straight practice, so the depth chart is limited for Cam Newton, who was pretty entertaining again yesterday with the media here in New England. Here's a little bit of Cam, of what he's learned so far in his time in New England.
Besides thinking maybe a little bit too much on the field, and answer this however you want, what else do you feel like you've learned most the last couple weeks here through the struggles?
Losing is not acceptable in this locker room. In this county, in this state, in this area, in this region. So Cameron Newton, you need to pick your expletive up. That's what I've learned.
Pick it up.
Yeah, this is
you
it.
You know, he's such a likable guy.
He really is.
It's unfortunate that he is not performing better.
Well, blame Bill for that because he didn't put no pieces around him the same way he didn't do for Tom Brady. But, you know, fortunately for Brady, he was able to go to Tampa Bay. And now this is where Cam's starting to see, okay, here's what happens when I don't have any weapons. And my best weapon is now done.
You're assuming that if he had a weapon, he would be able to get the ball to the weapon.
Yeah, because the weapon would be open.
Okay.
Something that he probably hasn't seen since he's been here is receivers that are open.
Albert Breer of SI reporting that he's heard the Patriots have told other teams they would listen to almost anyone. Trade deadline is on Tuesday. Thursday Night Football, Atlanta over the Panthers, 25-17. Clemson star quarterback Trevor Lawrence testing positive for COVID-19. The line is off the board with Boston College. It was 31.5, I think. Noon tomorrow, we'll have it on our flagship WEI in Boston. But you give BC a chance now with a true freshman quarterback?
This is it. This is BC's opportunity to climb up that top 25 ladder. If they can beat number one Clemson, they got everything going.
I mean, honestly, this is BC's best team since Matt Ryan. So if they're ever going to do it without Trevor Lawrence, this would be the game.
Think about it. The best football team in New England right now is Boston College.
Hey, what a year.
Curtis is on fire.
Second, the Bentley Falcons. Oh. Those are the two right there. Back to back.
I bet you there's guys that play for Bentley that could get open. Cam could get open.
Breece Hill could get open.
Well, there you go.
Kid is a top-notch slot receiver. He could get open 5 minutes if Bill is looking. A
couple managerial hirings in baseball. Tony La Russa goes back to manage age 76? What is he?
What the hell was that?
Chicago White Sox. And Detroit has finalized the deal to hire the former cheater, A.J. Hinch, former Astros manager going to Detroit. Also teased this audio, which kept everybody in the region listening. Joe Kelly with Rob Bradford, brand new podcast. It is good, though. Kelly was asked, basically, how did Turner get COVID in a bubble? And Kelly rips the hotel situation that they were all situated in Texas.
It's a severe zone, but it was the first time in my life I felt insecure. I was insecure in the secure zone.
You guys were talking about that the whole time?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't make sense. Hotel staff say they come deliver you room service. They're supposed to leave you at the door. You know, numerous times they come into the room and deliver your food. And these hotel staff members get to go home every single day to their families and not stay at the hotel. So how is it a secure zone or a bubble?
Much more good stuff with Kelly on the podcast.
Wow. What a douche nozzle. Like what? He was bagging on the hotel people who were trying to make a living? Okay. It was really rough for you there?
His burger was medium rare.
Well, because
he didn't feel secure.
I think he's
he didn't feel secure?
They're making the players locked down, but not the staff? That doesn't make any sense.
If you stay in a hotel and there's people in the next room that are having a gun battle, that's when you don't feel secure.
No, but what do you think?
Room service? It's a room service issue?
But if they're coming...
Wow, first world problem.
But if they're coming in the room, the problem is that they'll say Justin Turner did something reckless. You know, that's what everybody's going to... Oh, he must have been out at a club, this, that, and the other. And now you got Kelly saying no, they were coming in.
Oh, I wish I felt secure every day. I don't feel secure either.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show. Son of a gun.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Thank you, Ken. By the way, impossible to gavot if you're a cross sitter like Chris Curtis. You can't do it. You know what, Curtis, you know what gavotting is?
Never heard that word before.
Have you ever gavotted?
Gavot.
Gavot. And of course, that came up earlier because Wiggy is taking the Vikings love boat secret to his grave, and Carly Simon is taking the Your Sylvain secret to her grave, which is about whom that song was written about. Most believe Warren Beatty.
Can we at least agree that Mockingbird is the worst song ever done?
Yes. I'm not a huge Carly Simon fan.
You just like that song.
I love that song.
I'll give you a pass on
that. Like I will throw that on randomly 3 to 4 times back to back.
You are a weird guy.
I'm not a weird guy.
Very weird.
Why am I weird? What's weird about that, Curtis?
That song sounds horrible.
It's not horrible.
Her voice just cuts right through you. Ugh.
You have zero appreciation when it comes to music. Now, never mind being weird. There appear to be a few texters who are angry at me this morning.
Uh-oh.
Because they say that I am missing the point when it comes to the Dodgers and the World Series and the bubble and what Joe Kelly was saying. So you want to replay that audio again one more time, which is from Brad Foe's podcast?
I think you're missing the point, too.
You do?
I agree with those texts.
Okay, yeah. So let's listen to him complain about the bubble.
It's a severe zone, but it was the first time in my life I felt insecure. I was insecure in the secure zone.
You guys were talking about that the whole time?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make sense. Hotel staff say they come deliver you room service. They're supposed to leave you at the door. You know, numerous times they come into the room and deliver your food. And these hotel staff members get to go home every single day to their families and not stay at the hotel. So how is it a secure zone or a bubble?
So I wish that was the only thing that some people had to complain about. I mean,
But his point is, as a professional athlete, right? If you test positive for coronavirus, we've seen it here because we had to deal with it with Cam Newton and Stephon Gilmore. People instantly think that you did something reckless.
That's not what he's talking about.
Yeah, but I think that's
He said for the first, he's staying in a hotel playing in the World Series, and he said for the first time. And by the way, the whole entire season, he did not do that. And he's saying that for the first time in his life, he didn't feel secure.
That is weak. I would say
if we were to rank
professional athletes when it comes to being pompous douches, I would go baseball players are number one by a mile in terms of that. Hockey players are the best guys. Football players are pretty good. But baseball, when it comes to being just entitled douches.
I think you're right. Now, here's a text from Maine, which says, first of all, grow up. Second, ask them to leave it at the door or have somebody representing the league address the issue or bring you the food. I mean, it's an issue that they were putting the food inside the room and coming in the room with a mask on.
I don't know if they had masks on, I think the question was probably brought up because of the whole Justin Turner thing. And so he's probably saying, listen, you know, people are instantly going to go, well, look what the Marlins did. They just went to get milk and coffee is what Jeter said.
Yeah.
And people think that you do something negative. So Kelly's just saying, hey, listen, we followed the rules, but the hotel staff didn't.
Kelly also expanded talking about a golf. They were on a golf course, basically.
Oh, they were?
And got people. They weren't allowed to play golf, but everybody at the hotel was coming in and out and mingling with the public.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
it's a miracle they survived.
I can let you hear that if you'd like to, but it's.
Sure.
I paraphrase it, but sure. Here it is.
20 yards from the green, and it's still open to the public. So it's a bubble. Except golfers are hitting golf balls next to my window and then crossing the secure zone tape line, and people are yelling at them, and the golfers are yelling back at them saying, no, I'm going to get my ball. So it wasn't really as secure as one might think because, like I said, there was still a golf course open to the public 20 yards away from us every single day.
How long does the virus live on a golf ball, Ken? Does the lifeguard have the answer on that?
Well, you would know. I've been golfing several times in the pandemic.
Well, I would think Ken...
just did some ball washing with Devin McCourty.
I would think Ken and Dale would really be upset about this to know that it was that type of environment for these guys that were in the bubble in baseball. I mean, we already know that.
Not just Ken and Dale. Joe Kelly, obviously upset.
You know, Joe Kelly's upset, you know, and everybody who was at the top of the mountain screaming.
But Curtis said everybody wanted Turner to come back on the field and celebrate because he talked to everybody.
Not everybody, but there are players who've said it.
Well, apparently Joe Kelly was not happy.
We could tell Joe Kelly wasn't happy. Imagine if David Price was there.
Wow. He opted out, though.
David Price sanitizes his Zoom screen.
He opted out.
Another failed one-liner.
That was actually, I liked it.
There were women with children.
Curtis, your one-liners suck.
But Curtis reads our news report.
I don't think room service comes into your room unless you open the door. This texter is correct. Corwin. I mean,
but don't you have to sign for room service?
I don't know. I mean, it's like if you're a pro athlete, do you want the room service person coming into your room, or just
yeah, but you still have to sign.
You're like,
sign
hey, leave the food at the door.
Yeah, you could do that.
The umpires were allowed to play golf. He says there were media relations, and the umpires played golf. The umpires couldn't.
The umpires,
they were allowed. They were allowed to play golf. Wow,
that's amazing!
Nice. Shut it down.
But what kind of bubble is that?
What is the NBA going to go back in the bubble? So the NBA is announcing that December 22nd start date.
Yeah, that's what they want.
Because they want to get the ratings on Christmas. Like those Christmas games get gigantic ratings.
Players are pushing for MLK Day start date.
They are?
Yes.
But are they going to do it in a bubble again?
No, they've talked about strategic scheduling where you might stay in a location for a little while.
Hopefully it's not near a golf course.
Yeah. They don't want to bubble the 72 games that they're supposed to be playing.
Was anybody with child?
is their intent to actually have ratings this go round, or are they just going to stick with the no ratings? What's the plan with the NBA?
That is really an underreported story. If it were Major League Baseball or a sport that the woke media hated, they would be killing it. But Major League Baseball throttled the NBA Finals when it comes to ratings. Yeah. The World Series outrated every game of the NBA Finals, and it was the lowest-rated World Series on record.
Yeah, no, baseball has done very well. Better than hockey?
Yep.
I mean, certainly better than the NBA. All right, we're going to get to Wiggy and the news coming up in a moment. We got to keep it quick, but Derek the Steelers fan is on hold, your pal Ken. Hello, I'm Derek. Man. Hey, Derek.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up?
I'll try to be quick, but... Yeah. I'll tell you, the guy who made the food who's going home every day, the person who walks the food to the door who's going home every day, Ken, okay? the people doing the laundry, do you see where I'm going with this?
Yeah, like, it was not a bubble. It was a terrible
bubble.
No.
Nobody is in an effing bubble.
Yeah, the NBA was, and the NHL was. I'm not sure if you missed those seasons.
Yeah.
But...
I'm not sure that all those staff down there were made to stay.
Yeah.
No, but how do they get what Derek's point? Derek's point is
very confident.
Derek's point is how do they get food into the bubble? Would you guess the physical food?
They grow it on site, like Linda Pizzuto.
Can I get to my Pat's point, Hillbog?
Yes, please.
Thank you.
I continue to love Ken. You're a joke, but anyway,
that's a win for Larry. You're moving on.
No, I got 2 points at the end for you. You know, everyone's giving Kraft a pass on this. It's become the Brady Belichick debate.
Yeah.
Okay. This was the guy who supposedly, you know, saved football the last work stoppage, and he couldn't get these two guys in a room and keep the greatest player in the league's history that had already been there 20 years. He couldn't keep him. Complete getting a pass by everybody.
Good pitch.
Bobby.
I think that's a good point. Yeah. I think that's an arguable point. Yes.
Edelman.
Yeah.
This I agree with, Kenny. Okay, there's something amiss with this. They made a point of saying, oh, no, it's not really serious. It's just a little, he got a little procedure. I think they're holding him out of this game. If they can move him, they want people to know, oh, no, it's not really that bad.
Mm.
And if he's not moved, well, they could still use him going forward.
Yes,
that's my thought on Edelman. I think he's out. I think he's gone.
Also, don't you think it's suspect when it comes to Gilmore suddenly with a knee thing? And
that one we knew, but the Edelman one came out of kind of nowhere. Yeah. I think he's going to get moved, Hilldog. I'm surprised about it.
Yeah.
Ken, should colleges be shut down? Should they all be forced to go remote right now?
Yes, I would say eighth grade and below, yes, good to go. Ninth grade and above, remote.
So you believe that the colleges should be remote, right?
Remote.
Because I do.
Yes, yes.
Right, they're not because of money, so they can get people like Hilldog to continue to pay tuition.
You're right.
Last thing, Ken.
Oh, great point,
last
there.
Thing.
Yep.
Last thing, we're going into the second surge, wave.
Still the first surge.
4 weeks of darkness, you and your boy Boney, right? So why on God's green earth am I not seeing on my news stations, on my Twitter feed, the mobilization of manpower, of resources and money to do something different for people in assisted living facilities? Why are they not being moved? If they're currently negative, why are they not being moved to hotels, to these temporary hospitals that we all built, right?
Great question.
Why am I not seeing that, Ken?
Well, you're right.
Like some kind of a like an elderly island. Well, we should put them all on elderly island.
Could have put them on the elderly boat that they brought up from D.C.
Yes.
Sounds to me like federal money might help to do so.
You think so?
Mm-hmm, okay. Yeah.
All right. We're going to get to Wiggy's news. What do you call it? BN on the 40s. BN on the 40s.
BNOT 40.
A reminder that if for whatever reason you cannot listen to this show on the radio, you can stream it at WEEI.com or via the radio.com app. So download that and take us wherever you go.
He's a local legend in the minds of many.
Cam, real quick, I want to know if you are familiar with the career of Jermaine Wiggins, who you speak to on this show.
I do believe that he was a living legend, local legend at that as well.
Back to the Greg Hill Show with a living legend, Jermaine Wiggins.
And what a catch by Wiggins.
On Sports Radio WEEI. It's time for...
A woman is facing a robbery charge.
The news.
We have a couple of great stories ready to go.
With your host...
Sorry, Danielle, to be so crude.
Dale, put your pants back on.
Danielle Murr.
Lovely butts.
Lovely butts.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Worth it!
On Sports Radio WEEI.
About its efficacy.
I heard that, Michelle. Oh...
Honestly, not sure how this is going to go, but I'm open to everything. So, Danielle's on vacation. Wiggy wanted to do the news. And apparently, you generally get your news from one source?
Multiple sources. Okay. Right? But it's in the black Twitter world. Black online bloggers.
Okay.
You know, websites.
Do you have a different login to get into black Twitter?
No. You just need one login.
So the news with Wiggy on the 40, or actually on the 51, is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health. They have two locations, with one in Dedham next to Legacy Place and the other in Salem, New Hampshire. And you can learn more when you go online at northeastmenshealth.com. And so when it comes to your sources, the black Twitter and the like, here's what's happening today in the culture,
right? Okay. So what's going on?
It'd be good for people to expand their horizons
a little bit. That's all it is. The way you teach me about music that I've never known about. This is expanding the culture. So we're going to start with my man, Hove, Jay-Z. Yeah. Billionaire rapper, entrepreneur of them all.
Yeah.
Well, guess the business he's jumping into right now.
The business that Jay-Z is jumping into.
Dry cleaning.
It's not sports.
Not sports.
Fracking. It's probably some kind of a branded alcohol or something.
Close. But Jay-Z is now in the weed business.
He is.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
My man is in the weed business. He's got this new weed coming out called Monogram, right? And it's high-end weed. You know, Jay-Z likes to deal with the high-end liquor.
Of course. The man is very successful, very wealthy.
Yeah. So he's assembled the experts when it comes to picking and selecting the perfect flower for the best weed out there. Now, it hasn't been rolled out yet or when it's going to be
rolled out. I get it.
You get that?
Okay, yes, it hasn't been rolled out yet.
Right, but it's going to be and it'll be in all your local dispensaries. Okay. So if you want to get some of that Jay-Z Kush, you'll be able to do it. And it's going to be that weed that, for those real weed smokers, that when you're smoking on it, you know, hey, this is that top shelf weed. So, Jay-Z added to his collection, man. Right?
We're starting in the business end of things. That's good news.
Yeah, that's what we like to do. So,
all right, this is huge.
We'll move over to my man 50 Cent. We'll keep it in the hip hop world.
Okay.
I know we talked about 50 maybe last week about him basically going on Twitter and going, wait a second, Joe Biden wants 62% of my money.
Yes.
There's no way I'm voting for him, so I'm gonna rock with my man Donald Trump.
Right.
Well, pump the brakes real quick, because when you connect yourself with Donald Trump, generally you get dragged in.
Yeah.
50 got dragged to the carpet by somebody that I would never, never expect. That kind of made him change his mind a little bit, and that's his ex-boo, Chelsea Handler.
Oh, really?
Yes. We have some audio of that, too.
Okay.
You heard about my ex-boyfriend, right, 50 Cent, and his support of Donald Trump. He says he doesn't want to pay 62% in taxes, which, by the way, isn't a plan of Joe Biden's. That's a lie. So he doesn't want to pay 62% of taxes because he doesn't want to go from being 50 cents to 20 cents. And I had to remind him that he was a black person, so he can't vote for Donald Trump, and that he shouldn't be influencing an entire swath of people who may listen to him because he's worried about his own personal pocketbook. Uh-huh. So I haven't heard back from him yet, but I am willing to, you know, seal the deal in more ways than one if he changes his mind and publicly denounces Donald Trump. I might be willing to go for another spin, if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, isn't that the definition of racism? How can a white person say that about someone? He can't
Curtis, this
vote?
Is the black news. It's not the Dover news.
Exactly, Curtis. When you get suburban news, you can do whatever you want. But in black news, this is what it is.
So basically, Chelsea Handler, really black.
Chelsea Handler, what she said is, hey, 50, if you denounce Trump, you know, maybe you could take this pony for one more ride. Okay. I don't know if 50's gonna if he's gonna hold it to that point.
50 just replied saying, "I'm now voting for Trump."
Yeah. Okay, so we're two stories in. What's next?
All right, Russell Wilson and Ciara. We all know about them. They're kind of like the it couple when it comes to the NFL.
Yeah.
Well, they're doing a good deed. They are now jumping into helping a charter school basically stay open. So they donated more than $1.75 million to help this school stay open.
Wow.
And
cool.
The school is called Cassidy Midway Academy, and they weren't going to be able to open because of the pandemic and everything that was going on. So they needed somebody to step in, and Ciara and Russell Wilson stepped in.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
He won't be doing any of the day-to-day stuff, but it's just them donating money to keep this school going. So good for them and getting things going. I think that's, you know, the biggest thing we hear a lot about stories, and you never hear the good ones.
Yeah.
So this was a good story for them. Okay. Now we'll jump back into politics because I know Curtis likes this. One guy that will be voting for Donald Trump, I don't know if you saw this one, but the one and only Lil Wayne, a.k.a. Tucci, a.k.a. Weezy, took to social media yesterday and put up a picture of him and El Presidente.
Really?
POTUS. Yes.
Wow.
So here's what he posted on his IG. Just had a great meeting with the @RealDonaldTrump, POTUS. Mm-hmm. Besides, he's done so far for criminal reform, and the Platinum Plan is going to give the community real ownership. He listened to what he had to say today, assure him it'll be great and get this thing done. Now, if you don't know what the Platinum Plan is, maybe I'll give you a little bit into it. Do you have any idea what that is?
Is it the thing where you get a few extra air miles with an Amex card? No,
you're almost okay. There, but you're not close. It's just kind of this thing that I guess President Trump has promised within the next 4 years to help, you know, black communities, you know, putting jobs back in the communities, creating more than 500,000 new black-owned businesses and increasing capital in black communities by more than $500 billion.
Great.
So Lil Wayne went on there, and you know what happens when you take a picture with the POTUS.
Yeah.
Blacks for Trump. I love that guy.
He is for Trump.
Is he being dragged?
Everybody
gets dragged.
Yeah, you can't.
Why are these people getting dragged?
Yeah,
they're allowed to vote. It's America.
Yeah, I think that's the thing that you should be able to do. And now, granted, not a lot of people like Trump, but you know what? When you link up with him, you definitely get dragged.
All right, what else?
We are going to take this one. You know how they have only in Florida?
Yeah.
Well,
Florida not like the rest of
Florida,
us?
Yeah, Florida not like the rest of them.
Florida not like the rest of them.
Yes.
Yes.
Florida,
yeah.
We have another segment.
Okay.
Only in the Shy.
What is it?
Only in the Shy.
Only in the Shy?
Yes, only in the Shy.
What does that mean?
Shy is short for Chicago.
Oh, okay. Only in the Shy. Okay.
Only in the Shy. Okay. So now, there were two women that were arrested, sisters. 18-year-old Jalia Hill and her sister, 21-year-old Jessica Hill, were arrested for stabbing a security guard at a Chicago store for not wearing their mask.
Oh, they weren't wearing their masks.
Yes.
And they stabbed the guy?
Yes, the security guard basically said, hey, listen, you need to put your mask on. And the two reacted by picking up a trash can that they smashed him over the head with.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, well, I told you, it's only in the Shy.
Only in the Shy.
Yes, the two sisters began punching the man at the store. The store was on West Roosevelt Road. During that, one of the sisters took out a knife, and they began to stab the victim. Now, get this. This is how crazy we are with the mask thing. The security guard said, don't wear a mask. They didn't want to put their mask on, so they stabbed this guy more than 20 times.
Oh, my God. gosh.
Yeah, so
that's not necessary. Ridiculous.
No, it isn't necessary. But okay. You know, it's the world of the mask is what everybody is wearing.
All right.
Nowadays.
We have probably time for one more story.
Do you want a little bit of fun, loving relationship, or you want to hear some audio from Kanye?
I want to hear fun. No audio from Kanye.
No audio from Kanye, Kim Kardashian, or Ice Cube audio. We got it.
I will say
that where you want to go with it, Greg.
I will say that gift that Kanye gave to Kim is such an amazing thing. Like, I want to do that for somebody. All right. But you don't
want to do that one then?
No, we'll talk about that later.
Okay, all right. So we have a couple story or Ice Cube audio?
Let's do the Ice Cube audio.
Okay, so Ice Cube audio. Now, everybody knows Ice Cube. He is one of the founding members of NWA. He's supposed to sit down and do a Zoom meeting with Kamala Harris. You know, yeah. Ice Cube has his contract with Black America where he wants to try to, you know, make Black America, you know, just kind of take the black people to a position in this world where we're being viewed as equal. So,
when did he sign the contract? Uh-huh.
Well, it was his contract. He wants one of the presidential or candidates to sign this contract.
Oh, good.
So he went on a show with Claudia Jordan and some others on Fox Soul and talked about why he didn't sit down with Kamala Harris.
Okay.
You know, we had spent, a lot of people time putting the contract with Black America together. And, you know, I just thought that getting on a Zoom call with 12 other entertainers all shooting what they believe needs to be done, to me, wasn't going to be productive. Oh. And I was also, because my lawyer, Matt Johnson, has a connection with Kamala Harris, and I was promised a call that I never received. So, you know, that's why I didn't feel like I wanted to be on that Zoom call.
Wow, sounds like somebody doesn't like to share the spotlight.
Well, I mean,
with others.
This is his plan, though.
Well, I understand, but give 12 people a chance. Why is it all about you?
Well, because he knew that if you bring in 12 other entertainers, they don't really know his plan, because this is the plan that he created. So that's why, you know, he's been in the news taking his contract with Black America to both candidates, to Trump and Biden, and that's why one of the reasons why he didn't sit down with Kamala Harris. Oh. And that is, Greg, your BN on the 40s.
I mean, not bad. Anybody learn anything? Curtis, you learn anything? You didn't learn anything?
Well, if you didn't learn anything, then that's you
That's your problem.
Not opening up your world and saying, hey, what's the other side doing?
Well, I learned that a guy got stabbed in Chicago.
Like this 508 texter who says, I learned nothing about what's going on in the world around me. That's what the 508 texter says.
I don't know what to tell you, bro. Where times are tough, man. I just gave you some Chicago news. I told you what Russell Wilson and Sierra. You didn't learn that Russell Wilson and Sierra just opened up keeping a school going.
Jay-Z
in the weed business.
Yep. Right. Well, isn't that, wouldn't you call that full circle? Didn't he used to sell weed? Yeah,
well, he started out as a drug dealer, which wasn't legal, but now he's in the legal weed business.
He can't stay off the weed.
Yeah. All right. That's Wiggy's news.
You learn something new every day.
For those who are begging for Danielle to be back, she will be back next week, and this show will be back in a moment.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.